When was your last checkup? No, not you. Although that's important, too. But when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Entertainment news now. Cindy Pearlman Gaber in Las Vegas. And it looks like Madonna may clean up at the MTV Awards next month. Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. In the 2026 MTV Video Music Awards were announced yesterday, the nominations, and it's two showgirls who are leading the pack. Madonna, 11 nominations for her. She already has 19 moon person statues. Following is, of course, Taylor Swift, who already has 30 moon persons lined up in the bathroom or wherever she keeps them. She received 9 nominations. Also, big nomination winners were Ariana Grande and Sabrina Carpenter, 7 noms apiece, Bruno Mars and Zara Larsson with 5, and Shakira and Tate McRae with 3. The awards will be broadcast live from L.A. September 27th on CBS and also streaming on Paramount+.
The latest person to get the documentary treatment is Mr. T. Fill us in on this, Cindy.
You know, pity the fools who missed the upcoming feature-length documentary on this is actually on Netflix. It's called Untold Mr. T, I Pity the Fool. It explores the origin story of Lawrence Tenard. Remember, that was his name before he was Mr. T. And all of a sudden, he became a phenomenon. He grew up as the youngest of 12 kids, though, to start off with, to a single mom in the Chicago housing projects. This film will examine the path from he was a military officer at one point, a nightclub bouncer in Chicago. That's where he formed his Mr. T persona. And also it was Sylvester Stallone who spotted him competing in a 1980 TV NBC competition show called Games People Play and asked him to try out for Rocky III. And the rest, of course, is history. Somewhere in between, he managed to be a bodyguard for Muhammad Ali, Michael Jackson, Diana Ross. So it should be an interesting documentary.
Quite a life story. The sleeper hit of the summer movie season is, this is an animated film, isn't it?
This is crazy, Bob. And everyone's going around going, meep, meep, which means, of course, Coyote versus Acme. This movie has such an interesting history. Warner Brothers actually shelved it for a tax write-off for next year. And all these fans went nuts. They were like, we demand to see Coyote versus Acme. So the studio said, fine, we'll release it August 28th. That is literally the worst time you could ever release a movie. That is the dog days of summer. All the dumped movies are there. Not this one. People are dying to see this. People have tickets already to see it. And a little company called Ketchup Entertainment picked it up, and they're releasing it from Warner Brothers. And it's, you know, classic Looney Tunes, but a little bit of a plot here. Wile E. Coyote, he's suing the Acme Corporation. You know, he's got personal injuries every time that bomb blows up and everything. And he decides he wants to fight the power. And test audience have said in comments, we cried at the end. Bob, how is it possible you've cried at the end of Coyote versus Acme?
You know what? Now I remember seeing this trailer. It's Will Forte, and it's mostly live action with some animation. Interesting idea. Brad Pitt is coming back, and we have some sequel news to report. Let's talk about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is getting the sequel treatment, and written by Quentin Tarantino, who said he would have directed this, but he only wants to direct one more, and he didn't want this to be his 10th and final. So directed by David Fincher, and it's called The Adventures of Cliff Booth, based on the character Brad Pitt played, the stuntman in Once Upon a Time. The budget for this thing, I don't know if this can even be true, $200 million. Either true or false, the film is still set in 1977. It's about 8 years since we saw the last movie, and it's 1969. Cliff Booth, remember, him and Leo parted ways at the end of that first movie. Now he's gone on from stunt work, and he's operating in the shadows of a morally gray zone. He's a fixer-upper in Hollywood who deals with things for rich people. Mm-hmm. And co-stars include Timothy Oliphant, Elizabeth Debicki, Scott Kahn, but they really tried hard to get Leo to do a cameo. never worked out, which is kind of sad.
And also in the sequel section of our entertainment report, is there going to be another film in the Twilight franchise?
Kristen Stewart, who has an indie film out now, is being asked, would you ever play Bella Swan again? And much to everybody's surprise, her quote is, I love it. I would do it again. And she said she's up for doing another Twilight. Twihards, the mega fans have been begging her every day for her entire life since the last Twilight to do another one. And it's been crazily 2 decades since the first film launched a $3 billion franchise with Twilight. And she said, you know, she even bashed herself a little bit on a podcast last week, Kristen Stewart, saying that during the first film, she was only 19. And she said, quote, I acted like such a pretentious little loser trying to make it the very best film. It was all so serious every day. Me and Rob Pattinson, who played Edward, were like, yeah, this is an epic. This is our epic movie. So they might take another one seriously again someday. Who knows?
Yeah, well, it was a moneymaker, so they probably will. Finally, in music news, we have Taylor Swift reviewing an album.
You know, Taylor needs a side gig, Bob, so now she reviews albums. You know, she barely can make a living right now. So she reviewed Phoebe Bridgers' new album. Phoebe's a friend of hers. She opened for her on the Eras Tour. And Taylor wrote, quote, this new album, which is called Lost Weekend, is an absolute triumph in every way. To write about grief with such vulnerability and detail and trust the listener with such honesty, I haven't been able to stop listening. And Phoebe Bridgers is becoming quite the little phenomenon. She has, her music is, you know, deep. It's about, a lot of it's about her dad who she just lost. She even puts a voicemail from her dad on the new album. And the themes are, you know, pretty serious. But people love her, and she'll be at the United Center September 18th and 19th.
Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas, sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. Thank you, Cindy.
Thanks, Bob.